This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Proud Socialist Alternative Party member Shama Sawant will be a member of the Seattle City Council in January. She eked out a kind of a surprising victory against 16-year incumbent Richard Conlon. And that got us wondering, how does a so-called outsider candidate make an impact as a newcomer? What unique challenges do outsider candidates face? So to try to answer those questions, we're joined by Seattle City Council member Nick Licata. He's been on the council since 1998, and he was kind of an outside candidate when he got elected. He's a grassroots activist at the time. He fought against redlining. In the mid-70s, he founded a community newspaper called the Seattle Sun. He also founded a group that fought against public funding for sports stadiums called Citizens for More Important Things. And Nick Licata lived in collective housing for 25 years up on Capitol Hill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Coming as an activist, did you still have some surprises in how you would approach trying to get things done?
Well, you know, what happens is that I think an activist has an advantage over someone, let's say, who comes more out of the government framework, okay? The advantage for someone who comes out of an activist background is they have a network of people in the city who are really passionate about issues, and they are resources. So I can call upon them to help organize, try to, lack of a better word, try to pressure the council through recognition that this is an important issue that affects a lot of people. So that's the advantage. The disadvantage, ironically, is the same sort of dynamic, is that you have these people who are strongly passionate on an issue, and you are too. But then at some point you realize, I'm going to need 5 votes if you want to get something passed. And that involves a more subtle game of compromising.
You certainly didn't ditch your core beliefs, but how did you have to maybe change them in tactical ways to get done what you wanted to get done as a council member as opposed to someone on the outside?
Right. Well, I certainly don't believe I changed my core beliefs. In fact, I always begin every election period restating them to the public, you know, but they're basic. I mean, like open government, transparency. Actually, I talk about efficiency and how we use public funds, which I think is in some ways in alignment with what I would consider myself a social democrat, that idea of addressing the needs of everyone in the community, not just those who have influence. And then also making sure that all the sectors of the population are addressed. But to answer your question directly, I felt that what I could do, first of all, I wouldn't be afraid of being an 8-to-1 vote. I've had a number of those where I'm the only vote. But if I do one of those votes, I realize that I have to explain clearly why I'm voting that way and not be resentful of the people who voted on the other side, because eventually I want them to move over to where I'm voting. So, and also at some point, I don't want to have just 8-to-1 votes, you know. So I use them somewhat judiciously.
I'm talking to City Council member Nick Licata, once considered an outsider himself. He's been on the council now since 1998. And we're talking about the difficulties presented to outsider candidates who get elected, specifically Shama Sawant, who's going to be his colleague on the council. You recently told The Stranger that the current city council will unconsciously think of Shama Sawant as an archetypal and a stereotype. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, unfortunately in this country, we really don't have a mature discussion about, you know, socialism, capitalism, things of that sort. It tends to be, unfortunately, limited to either rabid talk radio on the right side, so anybody who's a liberal is a socialist, and unfortunately on the other side, too many people who run as socialists are diehard, you know, Marxists that only see everything in class conflict. I think that when I say I meant unconsciously, you know, when someone runs as a full bore ahead, I'm a socialist, unfortunately the public perception of a socialist is very narrow. It's very sort of geared towards these stereotypes. Even though we might consciously say, well, I don't believe in that, there might be a tendency to fall back into that, you know, stereotype image.
What would your advice be to Shama Sawant to kind of deal with the fact that people might put her in that peg because of her calling herself a socialist alternative, because she is a socialist alternative?
Well, yeah, and I think that's great. I think that she should not at all compromise her values, and I think that they'll be good for the public to hear and for the public to see how she pursues public policy. Again, it gets down to, I mean, so much, particularly in a small legislative body. There are only 9 of us. Of course, you get the mayor too. Their initial response I've heard from other council members to Shama is that she's smart, she's intelligent, she knows the issues. So I think there's a positive impression of her to begin with. I think that the error she could make is to start stereotyping other people so they don't stereotype her. And I would say calling people corporate tools is a bit of a stereotype. I would, ratchet down the tagging of people and directly address the issues that are concerned to you and their policies. If you believe, and if I do, for instance, believe that someone's wrong on an issue, I make a point of it. Just a recent example in the budget, a very small item. There is this request for $150,000 to, as was described by the proponents, provide a concierge service for new IT firms. I thought that was a waste of money, and I said that. I didn't accuse the people promoting it as being corporate tools, but I said basically it's not going to help people, the greater scheme of things, and that we're already doing well, and the money could be better spent someplace else.
Well, what do you think about Sawant's recent statements within the last couple of days about saying that the Boeing company was practicing corporate terrorism, economic terrorism against its workers, and saying that if Boeing does decide to move the 77X plant somewhere else, the workers should take over the Boeing factory. Is that a good start for a newly elected city council member?
Two things. Terrorism is a strong word, so obviously in these days it's perhaps a little over the top. But I think we also have to recognize that corporations play off communities, play off states against each other, and I'm sure for the individuals involved in a factory who are facing perhaps a loss of their job and their families, loss of health coverage, it is a terrorizing experience for them. So I understand what she's saying there. Also, you also have to consider that in Europe again, and I hate to go back to Europe, but they've been around for a while, it's very common to have representatives from collective bargaining units, i.e. unions, to be on the board of directors and have a voice in how that corporation performs. And in fact, historically, over the last four decades, that trend has resulted, strangely enough, in stronger, more competitive corporations from Europe than in the U.S.
And finally, maybe you've had this conversation, if you were talking to Shama Sawant and you want to give her one piece of advice based on the many years you've had on the council and going from an activist to a council member, mm-hmm. what would that one piece of advice be?
Keep a sense of humor, enjoy life, be honest to yourself, and respect people.
Nick Licata, Seattle City Council member. He's been on the council since 1998, longer than any other serving council member. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scheer. I'm Ross Reynolds.